This is the meditation. It is very easy to forget our mother's kindness or to take it for granted and remember only the times when we think she harmed us. Therefore, we need to remember in detail how kind our mother has been to us from the very beginning of this life. In the beginning, our mother was kind in offering us a place of rebirth. Before we were conceived in her womb, we wandered about from place to place as an intermediate state being, that is, a being between death and rebirth, with nowhere to rest. We were blown by the winds of our karma without freedom to choose where we would go, and all of our acquaintances were fleeting. We experienced great pain and fear, but from this state we were able to enter the safety of our mother's womb. Although we were an uninvited guest, when she knew that we had entered her womb, our mother let us stay there. If she had wanted to evict us, she could have done so, and we would not have been alive today to enjoy all of our present opportunities. We're now able to develop the wish to attain enlightenment, only because our mother was kind enough to let us stay in her womb. In winter, when it is cold and stormy outside, if someone invites us into their warm home and entertains us well, we consider this person to be extremely kind. How much kinder is our mother, who let us enter her own body and offered us such good hospitality there? When we were in our mother's womb, she protected us carefully, more carefully than she would guard a most precious jewel. In every situation, she thought of our safety. She consulted doctors, exercised, ate special foods, and nurtured us day and night for 9 months. She was also mindful not to do anything that might damage the development of our physical and mental faculties. Because she looked after us so well, we were born with a normal and healthy body that we can use to accomplish so many good things. At the time of our birth, our mother experienced great pain. But when she saw us, she felt happier than if someone had presented her with a superb treasure. Even during the agony of childbirth, our welfare was foremost in her mind. When we were newly born, although we looked more like a frog than a human being, our mother loved us dearly. We were completely helpless, even more helpless than a newborn fowl who can at least stand up and feed as soon as it is born. We were as if blind, unable to identify our parents, and we could not understand anything. If someone had been preparing to kill us, we would not have known. We had no idea what we were doing. We could not even tell when we were urinating. Who cared for and protected this scarcely human thing? It was our mother. She clothed it, cradled it, and fed it with her own milk. She removed the filth from its body without feeling any disgust. Even when our mother had problems, she always showed us a loving expression and called us sweet names. While we were small, our mother was constantly watchful. If she had forgotten us for even a short time, we might have met our death or been disabled for life. Each day of our early childhood, our mother rescued us from many disasters, and she always considered things from the point of view of her own safety and well-being. In the winter, she would make sure that we were warm and had good clothing, even when she herself was cold. She always selected the best things for us to eat, taking the worst for herself. And she would rather have been sick herself than see us sick. She would rather have died herself than see us die. Our mother naturally behaves towards us like someone who has gained the realization of exchanging self with others, cherishing us even more than she cherishes herself. She is able to put our welfare before her own, and she does so perfectly and spontaneously. If someone were to threaten to kill us, she would offer herself to the killer instead. She has such compassion for us. When we were small, our mother would not sleep well. She slept lightly, waking every few hours and remaining alert for our cry. As we grew older, our mother taught us how to eat, to drink, speak, sit, and walk. She sent us to school and encouraged us to do good things in life. If we have any knowledge and skills now, it is mainly as a result of her kindness. When we grew older and became adolescent, we preferred to be with our friends, and we would completely forget our mother. While we enjoyed ourselves, it was as if our mother had ceased to exist, and we would remember her only when we needed something from her. Although we were forgetful and allowed ourselves to become completely absorbed in the pleasures we enjoyed with our friends, our mother remained continuously concerned for us. She would often become anxious, and in the back of her mind there was always some worry about us. She had the kind of worry we normally have only for ourselves. Even when we are grown up and have a family of our own, our mother does not cease to care for us. She may be old and weak, and scarcely able to stand on her feet, and yet she never forgets her children. So we meditate in this way.